Do you ever feel like someone is gently draining your emotions? Like their wants always come first, and yours is unimportant? You might be facing a narcissist, and the constant emotional toll can leave you feeling depleted and confused. Yet, optimism persists. Restoring your inner peace and developing resilience to complex relationships are within your reach. This video will go over 13 vital Stoic concepts that have helped many people deal with toxic relationships, particularly those involving narcissists. Be a part of our community of people out to learn and develop themselves. Stay up to date with our latest videos on Stoicism, emotional resilience, and personal growth by subscribing to our channel and turning on notifications. Let us work together to create a life where we are at peace with ourselves and our relationships. Number 1. Go limited or no contact if you can. As Epictetus stated, the key to achieving inner calm is concentrating on the things we control. If a relationship becomes toxic, it is of the utmost importance to acknowledge that the harmfulness of the other party is not due to your actions. This principle equips you to protect your mental and emotional well-being by allowing you to have limited or no contact with the other person. If you are expecting a toxic person to change, it can be emotionally taxing and hazardous to your mental health. Reminding yourself that change is not your task, but theirs, is paramount. You may find that the most efficient strategy to protect yourself is to entirely leave the relationship in certain circumstances, mainly when the scenario involves abuse. That total separation is only sometimes feasible. Take into account the specifics of your situation and select the strategy that places the most priority on your health and happiness. Here are some choices that can be made depending on the kind of relationship. If you are being abused, your safety should be your top priority. To protect yourself from potential damage, prepare for your departure, find alternate lodging, and keep your plans a secret. Keep in mind that your safety is of the utmost importance. There is a viable option for reducing the amount of time spent with toxic family members or friends. For this purpose, decrease the number of phone calls and texts. Schedule limited contact, for example, once a week or once a month, or even take a temporary sabbatical. It is essential to remember that appropriate limits are necessary in any relationship. Unfortunately, certain co-workers can be poisonous. Interactions should be restricted to subjects solely linked to work when this occurs. Be careful not to engage in intimate conversations or social activities with them. You should report their behavior to the concerned authorities if it becomes intolerable. Always keep in mind that putting your health first is not an act of selfishness. Instead, it is necessary. It is not about punishing toxic people by limiting or eliminating contact with them. Instead, it is about protecting yourself from the negative that they will bring into your life. If assistance is required, seek it from reliable friends, family members, or professionals. You deserve relationships that, rather than draining you, are healthy, supportive, and uplifting. Number 2. Take authority away from them. Seneca, a Stoic philosopher, emphasized the significance of maintaining control over our reactions and emotions, even while our feelings and reactions are manipulated. You can align yourself with this idea and create resilience against the attempts of toxic individuals to dominate you by removing authority from them. Toxic people frequently have an insatiable desire for validated and approved status. Individuals who are powerful and can withhold or grant it make them feel intimidated. They might view equals as possible competitors or as people who could threaten their authority. Maintaining sound eye contact and speaking with a steady, unchanging voice are two of the most critical aspects of confidence. Not only does this inspire confidence, but it also threatens their dominance. Expressing your boundaries and requirements clearly and concisely without apologizing or justifying yourself is an example of assertive communication. When you want to avoid using accusatory language, Use I sentences. Please do not jangle their keys. Avoid arguments and emotional reactions as much as possible. This provides fuel for their manipulative strategies. Make yourself unpredictable rather than succumbing to their requests or guilt trips. Don't let anyone else influence your thoughts and choices. Make sure there are no doubts. Specify the acceptable behaviors and those that are not. Encourage the implementation of repercussions for infractions, such as restricting contact or terminating the relationship. Don't try to get their satisfaction. Pay attention to your self-worth and affirmation. The opinions of others do not define you. Communicate your experiences to supportive people. Discuss your experiences with friends, family, or professionals who are there to offer you support. Obtaining viewpoints from outside sources can help you become more determined. It is in your best interest to get professional assistance. A therapist can provide you with the tools and strategies you need to deal with manipulation and defend your mental well-being. Always keep in mind that reclaiming your power is a process that takes time and requires patience. When you are working, remember to be patient and consistent. Practicing self-care is crucial. Activities that benefit your mental and emotional well-being should be your top priority. Because of this, you will be able to resist being manipulated. You are not alone. Many people interact with manipulative people. If you want to break their grip, you shouldn't hesitate to seek support. Number 3. Stay calm when they're trying to upset you. Marcus Aurelius, the famed Stoic emperor, was a proponent of the idea that the secret to well-being is to keep one's inner peace despite the chaos in the outside world. Maintaining your composure in the face of someone attempting to hurt you is consistent with the idea of emotional resilience, and it gives you the ability to break free from the game of manipulation they are playing. Fueling their fire. Certain people derive great satisfaction from eliciting emotional responses from others. Your anger gives them a sense of power and control over the situation. Maintain a detachment from your feelings and observe their behavior without becoming emotionally invested. Consider this to be a strategy rather than a reflection of your value. Practicing mindful breathing techniques such as counting to 10 or deep breathing can help you ground yourself in the here and now and bring your feelings under control. Please don't give in to their taunts or argue with them. Instead, ignore the bait they offer. Always keep in mind that silence can be an adequate response. Set limits on acceptable behavior and gently separate yourself from the situation if someone crosses those lines. This is an essential part of maintaining boundaries. Visualize them wearing a silly outfit or imagine yourself in a tranquil environment to diffuse their negativity with humor and detachment. A shield of humor can be used to protect you from their negativity. Positive internal dialogue. You can combat their pessimism by using affirmations such as, "I am calm," "I am in control," or "This situation does not define me." Communicate your experiences to supportive people. Discuss your experiences with friends, relatives, or a therapist who can support you. Obtaining viewpoints from outside sources can help you become more determined. It can be beneficial to seek professional help from a therapist to acquire the necessary resources and techniques to effectively manage emotional triggers and cultivate resilience. It is essential to remember that mastering calmness is a skill and that developing emotional control requires practice and patience. When you are learning and growing, be kind to yourself. Self-care is essential, and you should prioritize engaging in activities that benefit your mental and emotional health. This develops your capacity to maintain composure in the face of intense strain. It's not impossible to free oneself from the cycle of irritability toward others and cultivate a more profound sense of inner peace by using these strategies and getting help. Number 4. Build your self-esteem. Building up your self-esteem becomes a valuable tool when it comes to negotiating relationships with people who display narcissistic tendencies. This is in keeping with the Stoic philosophy, which emphasizes personal greatness and resilience. In this manner, abusive narcissism. People who suffer from narcissistic personality disorder are capable of engaging in actions that are manipulative, insulting, and emotionally draining, which can contribute to the erosion of self-esteem in other people. The importance of having inner strength. Developing self-esteem allows you to fight back against negativity and safeguard your health. Affirmations that reflect your strengths and successes should be used to challenge negatively. Recognize and replace self-deprecating thoughts with affirmations that show your worth. Focus on the things that you like about yourself, your life, and the excellent attributes that you possess. This is the practice of gratitude. Put your interests first. Participate in things that you take pleasure in. Spend time with the people you care about, or pursue pursuits that are beneficial to your mind, body, and spirit. Establish healthy boundaries. Acquire the ability to say no to unreasonable demands and safeguard your time and energy. Establish connections with reliable people. Surround yourself with upbeat, encouraging people who affirm your value and support your overall well-being. Please consider professional assistance. A therapist may provide helpful direction and techniques for constructing one's self-worth and handling interactions with difficult people. Strengthened resilience. You become less receptive to the manipulative strategies employed by selfish individuals and better equipped to deal with the negativity they bring into your life. You improve your self-assurance to the point where you can establish clear boundaries and voice your requirements without experiencing feelings of shame or obligation. You will learn to advocate for yourself and defend your mental and emotional well-being as you progress through self-advocacy. Remember that developing your self-esteem is a process that occurs over time and requires regular effort. Be patient with yourself and commemorate your accomplishments, no matter how insignificant. Seek assistance. If you require extra guidance or assistance, feel free to seek the help of a professional. Through the cultivation of self-esteem, one can develop an inner strength that enables them to negotiate complex relationships with greater confidence and self-respect. Empowerment is possible. Number 5. Set clear boundaries. The Stoic philosopher Seneca highlighted that it is essential to establish clear limits to protect one's well-being. The establishment of these restrictions takes on an even greater level of significance when dealing with an individual who displays narcissistic characteristics. The following is an excellent method for doing so. Characteristics of narcissistic personalities. People who suffer from narcissistic personality disorder frequently disregard the limits of others to exert control and management over them. Setting clear boundaries creates a secure area around you, protecting your time, energy, and emotional well-being. This type of protection is essential for protecting yourself. Consider your values and determine the kinds of behaviors and acts that you consider being disrespectful or inappropriate. Think about your beliefs, your requirements, and your sense of self-worth. Particular illustrations. You should highlight specific behaviors you want to minimize rather than general comments. Some examples of such behaviors are excessive criticism, unwelcome touch, and disdain for your time. Transparent and truthful. Do not use accusing language or explanations when communicating your boundaries to the individual. Instead, explain them clearly and directly. Put I statements to use. Your attention should be focused on how their actions affect you and what you will or will not tolerate. For instance, I feel disrespected when you disturb me. You must pay attention to what I have to say without interrupting me. Determine the consequences you will apply if your boundaries are breached and be ready to act. These include withdrawing from the conversation, reducing the amount of contact with others, or looking for assistance from outside sources. Don't forget to stop. To display your sincerity and prevent further deception, you must consistently enforce your established consequences. Note that establishing boundaries is not an act of selfishness. Self-respect and safeguarding your health are the two most important things. Keep a steady and patient attitude. The individual may require some time to adjust, but you should continue to be firm in enforcing your boundaries. Seek out assistance. Feel free to confide in dependable friends, family members, or a therapist for direction and support. Number 6. Find a support system. The Stoics, well known for emphasizing social connections and resilience, recognized the importance of a robust support system. They understood the importance of having such a system. Building such a network becomes even more critical when one is negotiating a relationship with someone who is displaying narcissistic traits. Here is how to develop a group of people who are supportive of you and empower you. A supportive network can provide emotional validation, encouragement, and practical direction, all of which contribute to strength in numbers, strengthening your resilience. Attempt to rekindle former ties. Contact former friends or family members who can provide you with understanding and an ear to listen. Develop your existing relationships by strengthening the ones you already have with supportive people. To achieve this, show your appreciation and work on strengthening your connections. Attend a class, join a group, or volunteer in your community to broaden your horizons and discover new interests. Engaging in enjoyable activities increases your chances of meeting like-minded individuals. Consider participating in online support groups or forums. If you are struggling with narcissism, you should think about participating in online support groups or forums. Counseling. If you want to improve your self-esteem, develop coping skills, and get new insights, consider going to a professional counselor. Find local or online support organizations that are primarily focused on narcissistic abuse and make use of their services. A tremendously affirming experience can be had by connecting with those who understand and share one's experiences. Find people who are willing to actively listen to you. Provide support that is free from judgment and validate your experiences. Find people who have empathy. Choosing people who respect your boundaries and restrictions is essential to maintaining healthy boundaries. It is also necessary to avoid those who add negativity or drama. You may empower yourself by surrounding yourself with people who support your personal development, look out for your well-being, and rejoice in your accomplishments. Remember that developing a support network requires both time and effort. Be patient, cultivate your relationships, and don't be afraid to ask for assistance by reaching out to others. Choose quality over quantity. Make a few genuine connections your top priority rather than many acquaintances. Help is a two-way street. It is essential to be willing to assist other people in your network to cultivate a sense of mutual concern and understanding. Number 7, expose their behavior. While upholding the Stoic principle of honesty is essential, it is crucial to carefully evaluate the potential hazards and outcomes before revealing someone's deceitful actions in front of others. Public exposure could be ineffective and even hazardous in situations where a person is suspected of having narcissistic personality disorder. Prioritize your physical and emotional well-being for self-protection. This may involve clearly defining the limits. Acceptable and inappropriate behavior should be determined, and these limitations should be regularly enforced. Restriction of contact. Interactions with the individual should be minimized or eliminated, particularly in explosive situations. Looking for assistance. By confiding in them, you can seek help and emotional support from a therapist, close friends, or family members. The use of direct communication when it is justified. You can make an effort to calmly and assertively share your concerns about their behavior and how it affects you whenever you are in a controlled environment and when you have the appropriate assistance. On the other hand, you should be ready for the possibility of being manipulated or defensive. Maintain a record of all conversations, whether through texts, emails, or witness accounts, to safeguard yourself if additional problems arise. Intervention from a professional. It is advisable to seek assistance from a therapist or counselor who specializes in dealing with severe issues related to abuse or nonverbal communication disorder. They can offer direction and assistance to navigate the problem safely and effectively. Remember, you can manage your activities but not control other people's behavior. Setting your health and safety as a top priority is necessary when compared to public exposure. Alternative tactics have the potential to be more effective and less hazardous. If you require assistance, consult a specialist. You can protect yourself and go forward healthily and helpfully if you pay attention to your well-being and use safer tactics. Number 8. Trust yourself instead of buying into their lies. Epictetus, a Stoic philosopher, highlighted the significance of trusting one's judgment, which is a notion that resonates deeply when confronted with people who are willing to manipulate others. To successfully navigate attempts at gaslighting and nurture this inner trust, this is how. Manipulators frequently use the manipulation technique known as gaslighting. This technique involves making you question your recollections, perceptions, and sanity. Trust is the key. When you trust yourself, you can break free from their grip and safeguard your mental health. Be wary of the following tactic. When someone is trying to gaslight you, they could try to rewrite history, deny occurrences, or blame you for their actions. Become aware of your feelings. Pay attention to feelings of uncertainty, anxiety, or bewilderment, because these can be warning signs. Familiarize yourself with the facts. You should look for evidence to validate your memories and views. Seek validation from outside sources. Consult with dependable friends, members of your family, or a therapist to get their point of view. Refrain from getting into disputes and let go of the need to prove yourself, as this will only feed their momentum. Use neutral wording. Statements such as, "I understand your perspective," respect the other person's point of view without completely accepting it as the truth. Do not cross any boundaries, cut off contact, or withdraw from conversations that give the impression of being manipulative. Maintain your mental and emotional health by engaging in pursuits that make you happy and help you feel more connected to who you are. Seek the assistance of a professional. If gaslighting is severe or affecting your day-to-day life, you should think about going to therapy to develop coping mechanisms and build up your self-confidence. The process of breaking free from manipulation and cultivating inner confidence is a journey that requires time and practice. Keep in mind that trusting oneself is a journey. It is not just you. Many individuals experience being gaslighted, and support is available. You can reclaim your narrative and handle complex relationships with better resilience if you prioritize self-trust and use these tactics. Empowerment is achievable. Number 9. Trick them into doing you a favor. Stoic philosophy provides a distinctive viewpoint on communicating effectively when negotiating difficult situations, particularly with people with an inflated sense of self-importance. Seneca, a prominent Stoic philosopher, explored the art of persuasion and influence, and he offered insightful guidance on how to apply these strategies in a manner consistent with Stoic beliefs. Regarding Stoicism, Seneca strongly emphasizes the need for efficient communication, underscoring the necessity of convincing others morally and upholding values. When it comes to dealing with people who have narcissistic tendencies, adopting persuasive approaches takes on the role of a strategic weapon that is grounded in Stoic wisdom. Individuals with inflated egos frequently seek reinforcement and recognition from other sources. Stoicism recognizes the complexity of human nature and offers a framework for managing the dynamics that are inherent in such complexities. To design persuasive methods that appeal to the need of some people to be praised and admired, it is necessary to recognize the ego-driven motivations that drive particular individuals. To craft requests guided by Stoic ideals, it is necessary to quietly guide individuals to acts that involve mutually beneficial outcomes. A person can appeal to their ego while still retaining their integrity if they are skilled at making suggestions. Just one example. When you request, emphasize how their participation might leave a lasting positive impact. The boss will be so impressed with you if you can cover my shift this weekend. Credit them for their unique skills and capabilities to make them feel valued. Can you assist in decorating for the gala? This is the only one with the same design sensibility as you. Utilize their yearning for heroics and affirmation to your advantage. You'll be an absolute hero if you can pick me up from the airport next week. Ethics and virtue are given a significant amount of weight in Stoic philosophy. In applying strategies of persuasion, it is of the utmost importance to make sure that the demands are truthful and ethical and bring about an excellent contribution to the well-being of all parties involved. The goal of Stoic persuasion is to achieve outcomes that are favorable to both parties without sacrificing those parties' moral integrity. Individuals can successfully negotiate interactions with those who display narcissistic qualities when they incorporate the Stoic technique of persuasion into their approach. Seneca's observations provide a roadmap that enables us to capitalize on the ego-driven motives of people like these while adhering to the Stoic norms of virtuous communication. Individuals can influence the behavior of those around them in a manner congruent with Stoic wisdom if they embrace the art of suggestion and frame their requests ethically. Number 10. Focus on self-care. As a result of their recognition of the interconnection of the mind, body, and spirit, the Stoics emphasized holistic well-being. When dealing with the consequences of narcissistic abuse, making self-care a priority becomes necessary for reaching a state of healing and regaining your sense of identity. Self-care can be prioritized in this setting by following these steps. Narcissistic abuse is a form of abuse that can cause emotional and psychological wounds that exist for a significant amount of time after the relationship has ended. Self-care as a means of recovery. Making your health and well-being a top priority is critical for healing, developing resilience, and preventing additional harm. It is possible to change your focus away from negative thoughts and toward positive ones by cultivating gratitude toward the positive aspects of your life, regardless of how insignificant they may be. Write down what you enjoy about yourself, your life, and the people there for you. This is the practice of journaling. Prioritize getting adequate sleep, consuming nutritious meals, and exercising regularly. Individuals who engage in these disciplines provide the groundwork for their physical and mental well-being. Participate in activities you enjoy, such as yoga, walking, or dancing, to cultivate movement and mindfulness. Physical activity reduces stress and promotes mindfulness. Spending time in nature creates calm and groundedness. Exercises in breathing. You can calm your nervous system, reduce anxiety, and increase clarity of thought by breathing exercises that involve deep breathing. Meditation. Practicing meditation regularly can assist you in managing negative emotions, improving your ability to prioritize, and cultivating inner peace. Surrounding yourself with supportive individuals such as close friends, family members, or even a therapist who can empathize with and validate your emotions can help connect with your loved ones. Consider seeing a professional therapist to analyze your experiences, establish coping skills, and repair your self-esteem. Therapists who specialize in narcissistic abuse can provide individualized counseling and assistance to heal and go on with one's life. The healing process is a journey, so be patient with yourself. It takes time to heal, and it is natural to experience setbacks. Practicing self-compassion and treating yourself with care and understanding is essential to successfully traverse this process. Empowerment is possible. You may recover your power and construct a life full of self-respect and well-being if you prioritize self-care and seek support. Not only is self-care a need, but it is also a luxury. You develop a growing environment conducive to healing and personal development by cultivating your mind, body, and spirit. You have the right to experience feelings of safety, value, and empowerment. And the key to unlocking these possibilities is to practice self-care. Number 11. Avoid giving them an emotional reaction. In the sphere of Stoicism, the mastery of emotional balance has a significant place. Epictetus, a respected Stoic philosopher, provided essential insights into keeping composure in the face of external provocations. When it comes to Stoicism, emotional equilibrium is a central concept. Stoic ideals, particularly those that emphasize emotional resilience and self-control, are perfectly aligned with the practice of refusing to react emotionally. Epictetus, famous for his teachings on self-discipline and the ability to regulate one's reactions, advocated for the significance of preserving emotional stability. Stoicism is a philosophical school that prioritizes realizing that our feelings are controlled. The ability to resist outside influences is one of the traits of the Stoic. Gray rocking is a Stoic practice that can effectively ward off those who are manipulative or who sap one's vitality. It is possible to become as dull, bland, and mild-mannered as a gray rock if one chooses not to react emotionally to situations. This deliberate disconnection can be frustrating for individuals looking for emotional reactions, since they realize their efforts are treated with apathy. In situations where one is confronted with a person who is manipulative or drains one's energy, the absence of emotional reactions renders the individual uninteresting. Consequently, individuals experience boredom and irritation as their efforts to elicit a response are continually met with a persistent lack of interest. Toxic people frequently thrive on the drama and emotional upheaval that they experience. One can prevent them from getting the fuel they seek by exercising emotional resilience. These individuals have no reason to continue their disruptive behavior because they do not receive the satisfaction of emotional reactions or access to personal information. It is not the suppression of feelings that is the focus of the Stoic approach to emotional detachment. Instead, it is the cultivation of inner strength. At the same time, it requires acknowledging feelings without allowing them to govern how one responds. According to the teachings of Stoicism, the only things under our control are our ideas and deeds. Refusing to react emotionally is an example of maintaining control over one's responses, which aligns with the Stoic concepts of self-mastery. Using Stoic principles of emotional detachment can help in building emotional resilience. The teachings of Epictetus guide individuals to retain composure and refrain from allowing external provocations to interrupt their inner tranquility. To effectively discourage people who are manipulative or draining of energy, one might discourage them by being a gray rock, which means remaining unmoved and unaffected. This is the essence of Stoic wisdom in the face of many emotional problems. Number 12. Build a support system to help you stay strong. The Stoics highlighted that having a strong community on your side makes it easier to face life's problems. Through the process of negotiating a relationship with someone who demonstrates narcissistic traits, it becomes even more important to construct a network of supportive relationships. You can develop a circle of strength and encouragement by following these steps. Dealing with narcissism can be emotionally demanding and alienating. Isolation can also be caused by it. The emotional affirmation, encouragement, and practical guidance a support system provides are invaluable. Shared strength. Surrounding yourself with people who support you helps you become more resilient and better able to deal with adversities. Rekindle ancient connections by reaching out to family members, acquaintances, or co-workers who may provide you with support and understanding. Foster existing connections. To strengthen your links with people who support you, deepen your connections with them, and express your gratitude more frequently. Attend classes, join clubs, or volunteer in your community to broaden your horizons and discover new interests. Doing things you love increases the chances of meeting like-minded individuals. Consider participating in online support groups or forums. If you are struggling with narcissism, you should carefully consider participating in online support groups or forums. Counseling. If you want to improve your self-esteem, develop coping skills, and get new insights, consider going to a professional counselor. Find local or online support organizations that are primarily focused on narcissistic abuse and make use of their services. A tremendously affirming experience can be had by connecting with those who understand and share one's experiences. Find people who are willing to actively listen to you, provide support that is free from judgment, and validate your experiences. Find people who have empathy. Choosing people who respect your boundaries and restrictions is essential to maintaining healthy boundaries. It is also necessary to avoid those who add negativity or drama. You may empower yourself by surrounding yourself with people who support your personal development, look out for your well-being, and rejoice in your accomplishments. Remember that developing a support network requires both time and effort. Be patient, cultivate your relationships, and don't be afraid to ask for assistance by reaching out to others. Choose quality over quantity. Make a few genuine connections your top priority rather than many acquaintances. Help is a two-way street. It is essential to be willing to assist other people in your network to cultivate a sense of mutual concern and understanding. Number 13. Recognize when you need help. When faced with difficulties, the Stoics placed a high priority on self-awareness and the pursuit of wisdom. When confronted with an individual exhibiting narcissistic qualities, it is important to put emphasis on your own mental and emotional well-being. It's essential to recognize the need for help. Prioritizing your well-being is vital to negotiating a healthy relationship with such a person. Your mental and emotional well-being should be given utmost importance. Follow the steps below to achieve it. Experiencing narcissistic abuse can lead to several health issues, both physical and mental. This includes conditions like anxiety and sadness, among others. Getting help is a sign of strength. It is not a sign of weakness to acknowledge that you require assistance. Instead, it is a sign of respect for yourself and your intelligence. Anxiety, despair, low self-esteem, feelings of isolation, hopelessness, or emotional dysregulation are examples of emotional symptoms. The following are examples of physical symptoms, aches and pains that cannot be explained: exhaustion, changes in sleep or appetite, headaches, or digestive disorders. Changes in behavior include withdrawing from social activities, having trouble concentrating, ignoring the need for self-care, or participating in harmful behaviors. Get in touch with your loved ones. If you are looking for emotional support and understanding, it is a good idea to confide in trusted friends, family members, or a spiritual counselor. Establish a support network. Establish a group that can provide support, affirmation, and assistance in every aspect of your life. Participate in activities that will please you. Schedule time for your hobbies, approaches to relaxation, and time spent with the people you care about. Sticking to your healthy habits, such as consuming nutritious meals, participating in regular physical activity, and obtaining sufficient sleep to boost your physical and mental health. Incorporating mindfulness into your daily routine can aid in stress management and enhance your capacity to regulate your emotions. Engaging in meditation and practicing deep breathing techniques can benefit one's well-being. Do not forget that you are not alone. There are a lot of people that narcissists abuse, and there is assistance available. Making your health a top priority is necessary. To heal and go on with your life, it is essential to take care of yourself. This is not an act of selfishness. There are numerous ways to receive assistance. Explore a variety of materials and determine which ones are most effective for you.